Step number one, stop settling for less. One of the biggest reasons why people don't become millionaires is because it never even dawns on them that they can do so. Most people learn and therefore follow what I like to call the middle class formula for success, which is get good grades in school, get into a good college, get a degree, get a job, and try to climb the corporate ladder. This is what most parents teach their children, so this is what most people do. Because most people never learn anything different, this is usually what they settle for. Author T. Harv Eker says that what you settle for is exactly what you get, and not a penny more. If you settle for living a middle-class life, you're going to end up living a middle-class life. Oh, but Eric, I don't need to be rich to make a difference in the world. I mean, smiles are free after all. I've heard this objection more times than I can count. No, you don't have to be insanely successful to help people. But the wealthy and successful can help others in ways that poor people simply cannot. Think about that. Who has more control over the political decisions, the poor or the wealthy? Who has more influence over the media, the poor or the wealthy? Who decides what the fashion trends are, the poor or the wealthy? I once heard a story of a woman who was diagnosed with an advanced stage of cancer. The only way that she could have any hope of surviving was to undergo years of intense medical treatments. Now, she had a husband and children, so naturally she agreed to get started. You can only imagine how costly this would have been. I mean, medical care is not exactly inexpensive, and years of intense treatment would easily cost millions and millions of dollars. Not long after she began, her health insurance cut her off, saying that she had, quote-unquote, reached her lifetime limit of benefits, and so therefore they would no longer help pay for her medical treatments. Needless to say, she and her family were absolutely devastated. They didn't have a lot of money, and what they did have went towards paying off some of the co-payments that she had incurred along the way. With a heavy heart, she realized that she would not be able to continue her medical care, and therefore, she resolved to die. Well, one day, she checked her mailbox and found a letter with no signature and no return address. She opened it and read that the anonymous writer knew who she was and knew of her situation. As she opened the letter further, a black titanium credit card with her name on it fell out. The letter continued, "There is no credit limit on this card. Please take it and charge all of your medical expenses to it, and they will get paid." I can only imagine the emotion that must have overcome her as she read those words. What gratitude she must have felt for that nameless individual who helped to save her life that day, an individual who couldn't have saved her life if he hadn't been wealthy. Why not become wealthy so that you can live the life you've always dreamed of? So that you can give your posterity everything they need and deserve, so that you can finally have the peace of mind you've always wanted, and most importantly, so that you can give back and help people in ways that only wealthy people can. My friend, decide right now to become a millionaire and more, and settle for nothing less. Step number two may surprise you. And that is to stop budgeting and stop saying the words, "I can't afford it." And here's the reason why. First, budgets come from a mindset of scarcity. The idea behind a budget is that there is a finite amount of money that can come in and therefore an even less amount of money that can go out. The same goes for the phrase, "I can't afford it." Both create an invisible glass ceiling on your earning potential. The message that the phrase "I can't afford it" sends to the brain is, creating the funds to purchase this is impossible. Therefore, there is no need to go to work trying. It allows the brain to be lazy. Again, it comes from a sense of impossibility thinking rather than a sense of possibility thinking. In order to become a millionaire, you must first develop the mindset of a millionaire. How you think will dictate how you act, and how you act will generate your results in life. Have you ever noticed that if and when a wealthy person somehow loses their money, they generally have it back and then some within a very short period of time? Henry Ford, who was one of the wealthiest people to ever live, was once asked, "Mr. Ford, what would you do if you lost all of your money?" It didn't take him long to respond, "Oh, I'd have it all back and then some within 5 years." Henry Ford had developed a wealthy mindset, which led him to being wealthy. Unfortunately, most people develop a scarcity mindset. Let me give you a few examples of the differences between a scarcity mindset and a wealthy mindset to illustrate what I mean. A scarcity mindset says, "I can't afford it," where a wealthy mindset says, "How can I afford it?" A scarcity mindset says, "Being wealthy just isn't in the cards for me," where a wealthy mindset says, "I am in charge of my financial destiny." A scarcity mindset seeks to be paid per hour. A wealthy mindset seeks to be paid for how much value they provide. A scarcity mindset blames, justifies failures, and complains, where a wealthy mindset takes full responsibility, owns up to mistakes and failures, and makes changes when appropriate. A scarcity mindset thinks they know it all, where a wealthy mindset is constantly learning and growing. A scarcity mindset uses a budget, where a wealthy mindset manages their money in a way that makes it grow. Now, you may be listening to this and thinking, "Oh, but Eric, if I just stash away money every single month, eventually I'm going to save a large sum of money and be wealthy, aren't I?" Let me make something very, very clear. No one has ever saved their way to extreme wealth. I'll say that again. No one has ever saved their way to extreme wealth. Now, there may be some quote-unquote financial gurus out there that love to teach people to live like paupers for the first 70 years of their lives, eating only rice and beans and scrimping and saving so that they can somehow stash enough money in the bank to amass some big nest eggs so that they can then retire with some money in the bank. But the habits you form around money now are the same habits you will continue with when you're older. Author Garrett Gunderson says it's one thing to have it and another thing to live it. What's the point of amassing some money if you live like Ebenezer Scrooge your entire life? Now, let me be very clear. That does not mean to be foolish with your money. People that become and stay wealthy don't throw their money away frivolously. There's a major difference between someone who has $1 million and someone who has become a millionaire. Let me explain what I mean. Have you ever heard of someone that, say, won the lottery and suddenly amassed millions and millions of dollars? What likely happened within a few short years? In most cases, lottery winners, regardless of how much money they win, and usually they end up winning millions and millions of dollars, and yet they usually end up even worse off financially than they were before they won because they didn't actually develop the mindset of a millionaire. But again, those who first develop the mindset of a millionaire will likely then become a millionaire, which again is much more than just having $1 million. And one more time, if someone who has become a millionaire loses his or her money, they generally have it all back and then some within a very short period of time. So how do you develop the mindset of a millionaire? Spend time with millionaires. Learn from them. Read their books. Get to know how they think and hire them as mentors. If you want to find out how your mindset currently compares to that of a millionaire, take our Millionaire Mindset Evaluation. This is a fun questionnaire which helps identify if you are currently on the path to living poor, middle class, or wealthy, and what you can do to shift. To fill out the mindset evaluation, simply send an email to eric@feelwelllivewell.com which is E-R-I-C, at feelwelllivewell.com, with the subject heading Mindset Evaluation, and request a copy. It's free, and it could very well be what gets you on the path to reaching millionaire status. One more time, that's E-R-I-C at feelwelllivewell.com. Take a moment, pause this recording, and request your mindset evaluation now.